Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Good morning. I wasn't sure if you were going to be here today, actually.
Oh, yeah. No. I got a dose of antibiotic into Lydia as more of a precaution than not. I have no idea what hit this kid. By the time the afternoon hit, the energy was back. It's like, what in the world happened? So she's been medicated. She got allergy medicine so that she would see, because her nose was running and all that. So I'm like, all right, we're back to normal.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
What a weird.
For sure.
So
you don't think it was a bamboozling?
No, definitely not. I mean, she went yesterday from barf and phlegm when she first got up to being on fire, and her cheeks get all red. Like, you can see when she's not feeling good in her cheeks. And then as the day went on, you know, kind of progressed from there. So, okay.
Kids are like that.
I know.
They just bounce right back.
We didn't do gymnastics last night because I'm like, we got a big Easter weekend coming up for a lot of people. That's the last thing you need. And there is everything going around. I feel bad for poor Gavin's teacher. She had to leave early Friday, was out yesterday. That's a whole weekend. And remember, I told you last week, her entire class, everybody had something. Even Gavin had a cold.
I bet you that Lydia's class is very appreciative. Her gymnastics class, that is.
I think everybody is.
Very appreciative that she did not come and give them whatever sickness she had.
Oh, nothing like that going into a long weekend. So, man, there is so much to cover. Like, right away. Normally, and this happens to us, we've joked about this over the years, normally big stories happen and one of us is gone.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be like, I'm going to Cleveland for a weekend, and boom, all of a sudden, three big things happen.
Right.
Rare that we're together for them, and we got a lot to cover, and we got to go through it. But should we start on the lighter side?
Yeah, this one's really fun. So this is a local guy, and he made it on Wheel of Fortune. But it's not even just making on Wheel of Fortune, which is really cool in itself.
Oh, right.
But it's not even just that. It's that he did something that never happens. He solved the puzzle with one letter on the board. Take a listen.
Yes. Every letter worth $6,000.
Glacier Bay, Alaska.
Of course.
Of course.
One letter?
Oh, S was the only letter on the board. Hold on, you'll hear Pat for a second.
How'd you do that?
I looked a lot at maps before this game.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said.
Jeez, wow, good for him.
I know, that's so exciting. So I don't know him personally, but I met his wife once. I was emceeing something at the Corning Museum of Glass. His wife is a glass blower.
Oh.
So when it came across my feed, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I know her. And then I'm like, wait a second. That's her husband.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's so exciting.
Good for him.
I always love it when local people make it onto, like, Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, whatever. Is there any more game shows left?
Family Feud.
Yeah. Oh, Family Feud. Oh, my God. The Paynes would be so much fun on Family
Feud. That would be awesome.
I would love to
That'd be a throwback to the old 80s version when Richard Dawson would come out and kiss all the women.
Yes.
I could totally see, like, a reenactment of that.
Oh, I could see Gail wearing those big shoulder pads, floofing up her hair a little bit.
My God.
Yeah, a little like a Church of God dress on.
Oh, a Church of God.
You know?
So we move from that to, if you have not seen the video for this yet, you have to watch this bridge collapse in Baltimore. So this big tanker was going through the bay, you know, coming in, I guess. And there was construction. Now, it happened at 1:30 in the morning. So you got to figure traffic probably lighter than, well, obviously lighter than, let's say, now. But this was a mile and some long bridge. And it honestly, you know the videos you see where they blow something up and it's planned?
Yeah.
And it all collapses and you're like, oh, God, this is a rabbit hole I'm going down. It looks just like that, but the problem is
not planned.
And there were construction workers on the bridge. This is a huge bridge over the bay, and there were obviously vehicles that were on it, and we have no idea how many people are dead. Aww. There's a ton missing. The video of this is
a ton
shocking.
Missing. I thought there was no traffic.
No, there's some. Well, see, that's the thing with a big city like Baltimore. Even 1:30 in the morning, you're still going to see people that are out doing their travel. Like here at 1:30 in the morning, you might pass two cars on the way from Corning to Elmira.
At 1:30 in the morning, I'm looking at my eyelids.
Yeah.
Like
staring deeply.
Yes. Especially on a Monday night and a Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Who's living it up in Baltimore at 1:30 in the morning? Like, seriously.
It is. The video is really something, though. You have to see this. You're going to do exactly what I did. You're going to watch it. You're going to go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it because I was watching Wheel of Fortune.
Because I was watching Wheel of Fortune.
Because I'm 82. Yeah. Also, that happened in the past 24 hours. P. Diddy's house has been raided because It's so funny. There is this one podcast that I listen to religiously, and it's two females on this podcast, and they've talked about P. Diddy and how disgusting of a person he is, because he's been definitely chattered about with his sexual assault allegations as well as sex trafficking. So yesterday, and I kept thinking, I wonder if anything's going to happen with this, you know, because if for this podcast to talk about it very regularly, it's a very popular podcast too. So for
this
them to
been swirling for some time too.
Yes, right. So for this to be out in the open, everyone's talking about it. I wondered, so is anything ever going to happen, or is this just going to be something that we all chatter about?
Yeah, yeah.
So then all of a sudden his house gets raided. Two people get handcuffed and taken out. They think they're his sons. And yeah, so now they're looking at all of his computers, everything. So this really is being investigated deeply now, more than I realized.
Now, do you think J-Lo is going to come out and say anything? She was around for a period of time, because I heard the rumors were all the way back to the 90s when stuff was going on.
You know, I kind of forgot about her. I'm not sure.
I forgot about her, too. 6059 was the one that told me this morning that exact phrase. She goes, do you think J-Lo is going to come out and say anything?
I don't know, because they all get so protective because they don't want anything to come back on them.
Yeah.
So I think, like,
well, who does?
The podcast that I listen to, they have nothing to do with P. Diddy.
No.
They're just in the comedy industry. So what did they have to lose? Nothing, really.
That's the truth.
All I have to say is P. Diddly. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little scary.